Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about keeping HR, payroll, and employee data safe and secure. And I want to share one story in the news that made me think about this topic. Recently, banking data for 29,000 Facebook employees, which was stored on unencrypted hard drives, was stolen by a thief from a payroll worker's car, according to a recent Bloomberg report. These hard drives contained information on thousands of U.S. workers who were employed by Facebook in 2018 and included bank account numbers, employee names, the last four digits of their social security numbers, their salaries, bonuses, and other payroll details. The break-in occurred on November 17th, and an internal Facebook email revealed the company only realized that the hard drives were missing on November 20th. And finally, the company confirmed that the drives contained employee information on November 29th. And Facebook is still working with police to recover the stolen hard drives and is offering impacted employees two-year subscriptions to an identity theft protection service. So that's the news, and here's my rant. Payroll and HR data, including salaries and personally identifiable information, is only stolen or lost or hacked almost always because employees decide that the systems that they use to house this information and to process it aren't good enough to do the types of work or analysis or other reports that they need to do. People love to export or extract information from their secure payroll systems or their secure HR systems and put that data in spreadsheets or unencrypted hard drives, as in the case in Facebook, or even email it to each other, as in the case of the Sony hack from a few years ago, where pay information from thousands of employees was leaked because it was sent around in unsecured email systems. Here's my advice. Rely on your payroll and HR vendors. The cloud-based providers, their business is securing and protecting and ensuring that payroll and HR data can't be hacked. The minute you start exporting data from these secure systems, putting it in spreadsheets, putting it on unsecured hard drives, emailing it around to each other, that is the least secure process or method for keeping this data safe. That's the weak link in this process. It's not in HR and payroll enterprise class. We never hear about systems from the huge providers of HR technology being hacked into and payroll data stolen. We only hear it when it comes from emails or unsecured hard drives like in this Facebook incident. I'm sorry that I'm ranting a little bit, but I'm reminded back when I was working on the vendor side, working on compensation systems. Every time we pitched our compensation solution, which was a powerful, cloud-based, completely innovative compensation solution, every single prospect we talked to, their first question was, can I export all of my compensation data out of your secure system into Excel spreadsheets so that I can do additional manipulation to that data? And of course we did it because every customer asked for us to do it. But here's the problem. Once that data left our secure system and got into your spreadsheet, we had no way of really securing it anymore. And then it became vulnerable to hacks and to leaks and to theft, just like in this example from Facebook. If there's a lesson to be learned here, it's push back on your vendor to get more capability if you think you need it. Capability that right now you feel like you must take the data from those secure systems out into external and unsecured third-party systems to accomplish. Keep your data safe. That's more important than one extra little bit of an Excel kind of manipulation that you can do. And please don't email or put on unsecured hard drives sensitive HR and payroll information. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.